Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program Al Mustafa, the Chosen One. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, today the topic is beautiful because we'll be talking about love of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and poetry of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman. Subhanallah. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will be talking on this topic, but you and me, let's make few good intentions, because it is a saying of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. Intention of a believer is better than his actions. I make this intention that inshallah I will deliver this program for the pleasure of Allah ta'ala. You all should make this intention. You will be with us from start to end. You'll remember what you learned. You'll act upon and pass this knowledge on to others too. Inshallah azza wa jal. Dear respected viewers, today alhamdulillah we have got our brother, our honorable guest, Muhammad Waseem Abbas Attari with us. Let's go towards him. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Waseem bhai. Assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
MashaAllah. Marhaba, marhaba, welcome again on this beautiful program, Al Mustafa, the Chosen One. Okay. Waseem bhai, today topic is beautiful, that we'll be talking about love of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and poetry of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman. But before we talk about one of the dimensions of Imam of Ahl Sunnah, Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman, great scholar, I would like to ask you, could you please describe a brief biography, or you can say introduction, of this great personality, genius of the East, so that those viewers, mashallah, they've joined us now, they can understand what a great personality he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, was. And inshallah, then we will talk about one of his dimensions of his personality, that is poetry, especially in the praise of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Indeed, Imam Ahl Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, when we talk about him, who he was, and what his biography was, it's very difficult to confine his personality in few words or in few phrases. Someone elaborated him as a scientist, someone elaborated him as a scholar, someone said that he was a muhaddith, someone said he was a mufassir, and someone said that he was a genius of the East, as in he had so many qualities in him, that whether it was a field of science, whether it was a religious field, whether it was a worldly field, you would see Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala to be right at the top. And Imam Ahl Sunnat, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala, it is a great honor for us to be talking about him, to be his followers. As inshaAllah, later on today we'll talk about what a great poetic excellence he possessed, that it is he has a very big role in instilling the love of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in our hearts today.
True.
Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was born on 10th Shawwal al-Mukarram, on the day of Saturday, and that's why with this affiliation, with this association, we are today talking about Imam Ahl Sunnat, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And Imam Ahl Sunnat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, it was only at the age of 4 when he alayhi rahmah completed the Nazara of the Holy Quran. So we can again and see and get a gist of how blessed he was spiritually also from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that only at the age of 4 he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had completed the Nazara of the glorious Quran. And Sayyidina Imam Ahl Sunnat alayhi rahmah, it was at the age of only 6 years when he alayhi rahmah delivered a speech.
Subhanallah.
So you can imagine that what we are at the age of 6, or what our children are at the age of 6, sure, who perhaps can't even speak properly, but Imam Ahl Sunnat alayhi rahmah, in front of a great crowd, learned people, learned scholars, he alayhi rahmah delivered a very intellectual speech. Carrying further, Imam Ahl Sunnat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi studies, the branches of studies, only at the age of 13 years, 10 months and 4 days. That's when he attained the certification. He was graduated from the classical Islamic studies. And it is further stated that Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh also issued the first fatwa, the first verdict, right at the very young age, in his teenage. So we can imagine how blessed the personality of Sayyidina Imam Ahlus Sunnah Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh was, that at such a small age, when normally children are busy wasting their days and nights in playing and, you know, dreaming about this world and all those kind of fantasies, but Imam Ahlus Sunnah Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh from right very beginning started serving the Deen of Allah Almighty and Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and all the way throughout his life he instilled the love of Allah Almighty and Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in our hearts. So in a nutshell, if you want to summarize the introduction of Imam Ahlus Sunnah Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, we can say that he was a personality, a diverse personality, a blessing from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala upon this ummah, who was a scientist, who was a mufassir, who was a muhaddith, who was a revivalist of the 14th century. And when we specifically talk about the field of poetry, then we know that the experts, those who were expert in the field of poetry, they called him Imamul Kalam. The one who is Imam of Kalams, Imams of poetry. And the poetry that he wrote, that was referred to as Kalamul Imam. The Kalam, the poetry of the Imam. So Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla, today we will be talking about that Imam who's also a legendary poet in the field of poetry, and we will see further throughout our program today that how he instills the love of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam in our hearts through
very
his poetry.
Brief introduction of this great personality, as beautifully said, that it's really hard to do justice to talk about such great personality in a very short span of time. But dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, many dimensions in the life of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ash-Shah Al-Hafiz Al-Qari Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahmatur Rahman, one of his life's various dimensions, one of the dimensions of his life is also, inshallah, what we'll be talking about today, the poetry he wrote in the praise of Mustafa Ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He did not write poetry for the praise of kings. He did not write poetry for the praise of the noble people. Allahu Akbar. Rather, he wrote poetry in the praise of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, beloved of Allah, subhanallah. And how beautifully said, Mulke sukhan ki shahi tumko raza musallam jis samt a gaye ho sikke bitha diye hain. No doubt, any field he came, he proved himself, subhanallah, to be at the top, at the pinnacle, subhanallah. And today we'll be talking about, dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, one beautiful point here I would like to mention in the poetry when we talk about of Imam of Ahl Sunnah Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahmat Rahman. Ulama, they've mentioned that the complete poetry of Imam Ahl Sunnah, it is a sharah of Quran and Hadith, subhanallah. And he tries to instill the love of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in the hearts of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in the hearts of Ushaqari Rasul, those that are the lovers of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He uses the ayahs of Quran, he uses ahadith, and then he explains them in the poetry, then he praises Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And as a proof, he, alhamdulillah, explaining the various verses of Quran, explaining the various ahadith and various accounts in the history, subhanallah, they are also seen in the blessed poetry of Imam of Ahl Sunnah, Ash-Shah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatur rahman. Let's go towards our Mubaligh Dawat Islami and find out a few couplets of Ala Hazrat which are explaining verses of Quran. Ji, Wasim bhai.
MashaAllah.
What would you like to share for the viewers?
MashaAllah. Imam Ahlus Sunnah Rahmatullahi Ta'ala's poetry, if one is able to get the gist of it, then as you beautifully mentioned, he will understand the tafsir, the commentary of the Holy Quran, and the commentary of Ahadith Mubarakah, that what exactly our religion is. That's the beautiful excellence of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, because poetry is a means of also reflecting what your mindset is, what your thoughts are. So at various occasions, Imam Ahlus Sunnah Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, he reflected this excellence in his poetry. At one place, he says, Momin hu, momino pe rauf o rahim hu.
Momin hu,
momin hu, مومنوں پر رؤوف و رحیم ہو, سائل ہوں سائلوں کو خوشی لا نہر کی ہے.
سبحان
اللہ. Now this is a great a great excellence. Imam Ahl Sunnah rahmatullahi ta'ala is showing his great command in poetry as well as tafsir, as well as knowledge of Quran, etc., etc., etc. How? If you look at the at this couplet, it says mu'min hu, I'm believer. Mu'mino pe rauf ur rahim ho, you are merciful upon believers. Sa'il hu, I'm beggar. Sa'ilon ko khushi la nahar ki hai, and beggars have the glad tiding of la nahar. Now what is la nahar over here? This is reflecting towards a verse of the Holy Quran, verse number 10 of Surah Duha, where Allah Almighty says, فَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ, meaning translation from Kanzul Iman, and do not scold the beggars.
Allah.
Now the beggar came in the court of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and all that event that took place. Now Imam Ahl Sunnah alayhi rahmah is mentioning regarding this very event, and the word فَلَا تَنْهَرْ is coming over here, and he's using this word over here in his couplet, Sa'il hu sa'ilon ko khushi la nahar ki hai. Now again, Imam Ahl Sunnat al Rahma is telling us that beggars, those who seek help from the court of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, they have this glad tiding from the court of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Almighty himself is saying that do not scold the beggars. One. And second, another beautiful point that gets clarified through this couplet and through this verse is that Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam helps those whom seek help from him. There are countless events through which we come to know that blessed companions alayhim wa ridwan, they went in the court of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to seek help, and Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam never said no to anyone. They never said no to anyone.
Whatever they asked, whether it was granted.
Whether it was of this world or of the hereafter. At some places we see the blessed companions alayhim ridwan asking for his eyes. Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would apply his blessed fragrant pure saliva on his eye, on his eye, and place it back in the eye socket, and he would become cured. Similarly, Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala in the cave of Thor, what happened? Say Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam applies his blessed saliva on his wound and it heals up. Similarly, there are countless events where Sahaba Akram alayhim ridwan, they came in the court of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, presented their physical injuries, and Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, he cured them. And similarly, at many occasions, the blessed companions alayhim ridwan came and they asked for the hereafter, and Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam granted them the glad tiding of the paradise. Why? Because he was the owner of paradise. So alhamdulillah, beautiful glad tiding given to us in this couplet by Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma, who derived this from the Holy Quran, that if you want to be a beggar, be the beggar of the court of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam.
Beggars are not rejected in the court of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. And subhanallah, mu'minhu mu'mino pe raufur rahim ho. Subhanallah, here the words raufur rahim, it has also been derived from Quran. It's another verse of Quran where Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has been mentioned as raufur rahim. Subhanallah, he uses two of this couplet and two different ayahs from Quran, and he says, I am the believer, you are Rauf and Rahim, which is also mentioned in Quran that you are Rauf and Rahim. Subhanallah, I am Sa'il, I am beggar, and it has been mentioned as a glad tiding that you do not return the beggar, you grant, you give. Subhanallah, and I am also begging in your court, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, after hearing the glad tiding from Quran that if you go, you are not rejected, you are not returned from the court of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. And in the place he says, Wah kya jood o karam hai shahe batha tera, nahi sunta hi nahi maangne wala tera, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. What a great of your generosity, of your jood and your karam, subhanallah. Nahi sunta hi nahi maangne wala tera, no is not heard from your court, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam.
Ya Allah said alayhi rahma, at another place he beautifully mentions that mujrim bulai aaye hain,
jaau
ka hai gawah,
subhanallah,
phir rad ho kab ye shaan kareemon ke dar ki hai. Over here again, Imam Ahl Sunnat alayhi rahma is reflecting upon one of the verses of the Holy Quran where Allah Almighty commanded the believers to go in the court of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam once they do any injustice upon their souls. Now what Imam Ahl Sunnat is saying, that mujrim bulaye aaye hain, that those who've committed sins, mujrim bulai, aye hain ja'u ka hai gawah, that they are going in the court of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam,
as commanded to go to the court,
as commanded in the Holy Quran, instructed by Allah Almighty. Phir rad ho kab ye shan kareemon ke dar ki hai, then how come they will be rejected, as it is against the status of the who are merciful. Now this is in relation to verse number 64 of Surah An-Nisa, where Allah Almighty states, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. Now this is what has been stated over here, and the translation from Kanzul Iman is that, and when they do injustice to their own souls by committing sins, then, O beloved, they should come to your august court and then seek forgiveness from Allah. Come to your august court and then seek forgiveness from Allah, and the messenger intercedes for them. So they would definitely find Allah, the greatest acceptor of repentance, the most merciful. So in the light of this Quranic verse, we come to know that we are being instructed, commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to go in the court of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, once we do any injustice upon our soul, meaning when we commit a sin, and then when we repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, presenting the medium of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam intercedes for us, then Allah Almighty will forgive us. And this is where Imam Ahl Sunnat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he stated in his couplet regarding this, that mujrim bulaye aaye hain ja'uka hai gawahna. Ja'uka is the Quranic word over here, the word that has been used in this verse over here. Ja'uka hai gawah, that the word ja'uka over here is the witness upon this fact, that when you've committed any injustice upon you, then go in the court of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, phir rad ho, then you'll be rejected. Kab ye shan kareemo ke dar ki hai. How come this is the status of those who are merciful, that once you go in their court and they reject you? And when we look at the commentary of this verse, we come across numerous incidents, numerous events where blessed companions alayhim ridwan, they went in the court of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, seeking forgiveness for the those wrongs that they did. And another beautiful fact that we need to realize over here is one, right? Is that this verse was not only specific to the physical life of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, to his apparent life, but we come to know from the accounts of Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan that they followed and acted upon this verse even after the apparent demise of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. The countless events where companions went in the court of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam during his apparent life, but even after his apparent departure from this world, the countless events where beloved companions alayhim ridwan, they went in the court of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to the blessed shrine whilst acting upon this beautiful verse. So alhamdulillah azza wa jal, this verse also applies to us in today's day and age. And Imam Ahl Sunnat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, through his poetry, has clarified this concept and has given us a remedy, has given us a method, that if we also want to cleanse ourselves from sins, then what is the way? It is to present ourselves in the courts of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through his medium, hoping that he will intercede for us. Then Allah Almighty will definitely, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, forgive us.
Definitely. SubhanAllah. My dear respected viewers, how beautifully Al-Hazrat Imam of Ahl Sunnah, Al-Shah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatu rahman, refers the ayahs of Quran in his poetry. And he explains beautifully, complete concept, Allahu Akbar, as we have heard from Muballigh of Dawat Islami. If the next package on the segment, if it is ready, if inshallah, we'll go to that segment that is chosen Sunnah.
Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Mustafa, the chosen.
My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, today the chosen sunnah, what we would like to share with you, that is regarding hospitality. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, when a guest comes to someone's place, he brings his sustenance, rizq, along with him. And when he leaves, he becomes the cause for forgiveness of sins of the host. Subhanallah. So dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, it's a total blessing, Alhamdulillah, to do hospitality of the guest. If any guest comes to our house, we should remember that, Subhanallah, that has brought, the guest who has brought his own risk with him to our house. We are not feeding, Subhanallah, to him. Instead, he has brought his own risk. But Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala had made that guest as means of our sins forgiveness. So it's another blessing, a favor from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, that he has sent a guest who has got his risk with him, Subhanallah, and he is becoming means of our forgiveness in return. This is a great, Subhanallah, blessing when we do hospitality. What would you say unto this beautiful hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam?
It's beautiful, Rizwanul, when we look at the hadith and the lessons that are hidden in them, it makes you realize how beautiful Islam is. What beautiful teachings it gives us, that be hospitable in front of your guests and look at the reward that you get. And if you think about the social impacts this will have on you, on the society, that's amazing. Of course, the reward of the hereafter is there, but the social impact that you will have is also amazing. So,
Nasima, we are talking about the generosity of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And hospitality is also one of the forms of generosity, in other words, if you talk about. Because when somebody comes, if you are generous, then definitely you'll be more hospitable and you will look after the guest. And if you've got, knowledge onto these beautiful ahadith, then you are more motivated to be more generous, to be more hospitable, and you do more hospitality. Subhanallah, when we talk about the Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's generosity, Subhanallah, beautiful explanation, another beautiful couplet is in front of me, of Imam of Ahl Sunnah, Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatu rahman. My dear respected viewers, when we look at these moons, these stars, right, this sun, everyone has got their own perspective of understanding. You see, scientists will look at the stars and the moons and galaxies to their own perspective, right? Everyone would look to their own understanding, but Subhanallah, when it comes to Ashiqi Rasul, the one who is lover of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, true devotee of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, look at him, how he is looking at moon, how he is looking at the sun and the stars, Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. When it comes to the generosity of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmat rahman, he writes, Jisko kursi mehr samjha hai jahan ae mun'imo, unke khane jood se hai ek nane sohta. Allahu Akbar. This is a beauty, a climax of takhayul, right? Subhanallah. You see, the thought of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, how beautifully he is bringing this isti'ara, how beautiful metaphorical explanation he has brought here. He is saying, oh, the kings, because normally kings, they are known to be more generous because they've got, so they give out. So he is telling to the kings, he says, kings, to those who have got crowns on their heads, listen, what is the reality of this sun? The sun which is on the sky, Subhanallah, and it is distributing light everywhere to the universe, to the world. What is its reality? It is just a naan, which is burnt naan from the dining mat of the generosity of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar, this is the metaphorical explanation. You see, it's round. Normally, sun is round. And Allah says, it is a burnt naan, Allahu Akbar, a burnt bread from the generosity which is the dining mat of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Metaphorical explanation, this is all, Subhanallah. And he is referring this sun. Now imagine, Subhanallah, in the court of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Allah is saying that the sun is a burnt naan. Allahu Akbar. And this is the sadaqah of the generosity of Mustafa, which is given to this world, and it is distributing light and enlightening this whole world. Now imagine, this is the condition of the burnt naan from the dining mat of the generosity of Mustafa. What would be the condition of that naan which is not burnt? Allahu Akbar. What would be the generosity of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in its own essence and in its peak? Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. And my dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, this is the takhayyul of Ala Hazrat. This is the thought, intellect of Ala Hazrat alayhi rahma when he pens, subhanallah. That's how he writes. That's how he explains the generosity of his beloved Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. And how beautifully another poet has said, qadmon mein jabin ko rehne do, chehre ka tasavvur mushkil hai, jab chaand se bhadkar eedi hai, rukhsar ka alam kya hoga. Let us be in the feet of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Chehre ka tasavvur mushkil hai, it is hard to do the imagination of the face of luminous face of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Jab chand se bhadkar eedi hai, Allahu Akbar, the heel of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is more beautiful than moon. Then to rukhsar ka alam kya hoga? What would be the condition of the beauty of the face, blessed luminous face of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allahu Akbar. Dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, Allahu Akbar. This is the beauty of those, they are ushaqani Mustafa. When they write the praise of Mustafa, that's how they write. It's a time for another segment. Let's go towards next segment, that is chosen facts, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Mustafa, the chosen.
My dear respected viewers, the facts what we have brought for you today, the very first one is, which surah mentions the occasion when jinns listened to the glorious Quran and the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam? Right? Listen to the glorious Quran from the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Surah Ahqaf, part 26, and Surah Jinn, part 29. That is the answer. Another chosen fact which we have included in today's program, that is, inshallah, the hand of which blessed Prophet alayhi salam, iron would become soft. The blessed Prophet of Almighty Allah, Sayyiduna Dawood alayhi salam. And the final fact of today's episode, that is, for which blessed Prophet alayhi salam, fire became cool and peaceful. Khalil of Almighty Allah, Sayyiduna Ibrahim Khalilullah ala Nabiina wa alayhi salatu wassalam. That is the answer. Subhanallah. So inshallah, if you watch these beautiful programs on Madani Channel, you increase your knowledge. And we bring various segments so that your interest is intact and you also learn, inshallah. So today's, anyway, the topic is very interesting and beautiful. We're talking about the poetry of Imam of Ahl Sunnah, the Shah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatu rahman. Wasim bhai, any other example from the poetry of Imam of Ahl Sunnah, Ash-Shah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatu rahman, praising his beloved?
MashaAllah. There are numerous examples, countless examples that we can come up with. Another beautiful couplet which depicts the commentary of a hadith.
Subhanallah.
Where Imam Ahl Sunnah, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, depicts the beauty and excellence of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Imam Ahl Sunnat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, wo suwe lala zar phirte hain.
Subhanallah.
Tere din ay bahar phirte hain.
Many brothers will have heard this naat from various naat reciters. Let's learn, what does it mean?
MashaAllah. Over here, Ala Hazrat is basically addressing the garden. A garden is a symbol of beauty, you can say, a symbol of peace. So Ala Hazrat alayhi rahma is addressing the garden and saying to the garden that, O garden, wo suwe lala zar phirte hain, wo, meaning the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, that Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is coming to the garden. So, tere din ay bahar phirte hain. So, O spring, now the spring is being addressed. Spring is being addressed, that O spring, even your days are reviving, even you are being blessed. that we normally know the spring is a symbol of pleasantness, a symbol
happiness,
etc. So Imam Ahlus Sunnah Al Rahmah is addressing the spring, that O spring, even your days are reviving, are going to revive, they are going to be refreshed. Why? Because wo suwe lala zar pehte, because he sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is coming
to the garden.
To the garden. So Allah Al Rahmah, the symbol of a pleasantness, the symbol of happiness in this world, Allah Al Rahmah is addressing that symbol and telling that symbol as well, that the source of goodness, the source of pleasantness, the source of every beauty is coming to the garden, so you are also going to be revived now. And in the same naat, towards the end, in the last couplet, Imam Ahlus Sunnah rahmatullahi ta'ala expressed extreme humility, and he expressed his love for the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. He states ke kyun koi puche teri baat raza, tujhse shahida hazar phirte hain. Why shall anyone ask about you, O Raza? Why shall someone talk about your raza? Tujhse shahida hazar phirte hain. Millions of devotees like you, they roam around over here, meaning in the streets of the beloved, in the streets of Medina. Now over here, we are using the word shahida, but Imam Ahlus Sunnah rahmatullahi ta'ala used the word kutta, meaning dog over here, which of course is in a metaphorical sense, where Allah alayhi rahma is mentioning his loyalty, his loyalty towards the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Like Asadullah is the title of Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, but that's the symbol of bravery. That shows a bravery. It doesn't mean the animal lion, but it shows the attribute that is affiliated, associated with this very animal. Similarly, over here, Imam Ahlus Sunnah Al Rahmah, he used this word for himself, but we, out of respect, using the word shahida, meaning devotee. So,
but
Imam Ahlus Sunnah,
what was the background, Wasim, if you could tell to the viewers?
Imam Ahlus Sunnah Al Rahmah, as he was so much engrossed in the love of Holy Prophet,
whenever he would go to Medina Sharif, he wanted to have vision of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. He wanted to have vision of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He wrote this naat. At the end, he wrote this
couplet out of humility. And what was the blessing upon him? How his fortune awake? Holy Prophet, after writing this couplet, koi kyun puche teri baat raza? Why should anyone talk about you, O Raza? To se shayda hazaron phirte hain. Millions of thousands of devotees like you roam around.
So he actually used this word kutte, hazar
roam around the cities or the roses of your beloved. Now after this, the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the door of mercy was opened, the river of mercy started to flow. And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was blessed with beholding the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam with his physical eyes. Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam blessed him with his vision from his own physical eyes. So this was the karam, the reward he attained after writing this beautiful
See, by another beauty of Allah Hazrat's poetry is where Allah Hazrat is writing the love for Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he also does not lose the opportunity to address towards righteousness. It comes to give neki ki dawat, to invite someone towards goodness. He doesn't lose that opportunity. In this poetry, subhanallah, in this poem, what we are discussing, wo suwe lala zar phirte hain, tere din nae bahar phirte hain, subhanallah. And he writes, ہائے غافل وہ کیا جگہ ہے جہاں ہائے غافل وہ کیا جگہ ہے جہاں پانچ جاتے ہیں چار پھرتے ہیں اللہ اکبر. Dear respected viewers, the place where, what is that place? He's saying ہائے غافل, oh heedless person, what is that place where five go and four return? That is graveyard. Allahu Akbar. When we, you see, metaphorically, when the person who is taken, the janazah is taken, and four people, they carry the janazah, right, on their shoulders, and one person is inside that janazah. And that janazah, the person, the funeral prayer, you see, the dead body, that remains in graveyard. The initially, paanch jaate hain, five went. But how many returned back to their home? Not five, four. So he's giving us an understanding that, remember, a time is going to come to you too when five will go and four will return and you will be there in the grave. Now you should make preparations for that grave. Ek bada khubsurat sher hai, lahad mein rukh-e Mustafa ka daagh leke chale, Then, see, what is preparation for that grave? And he also gives that understanding. Lahad mein rukhe shah ka daag leke chale, andheri raat suni thi charaag leke chale. Allahu Akbar. So, Allah is referring this beautiful beard, right? A sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This is a sign of love of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He says that we have taken this beautiful sign, sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, on our face, and we've gone to that grave, which is dark grave. We had heard that is a dark night, dark grave. Andheri raat suni thi, charaag leke chale. And we have taken this lamp, subhanallah. This sunnah, see, this obedience of Mustafa, this love of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, following the sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will be a lamp for us into our dark graves, inshallah. And that's the right preparation, what he's asking us to make for that day when five will go, but four will return. So dear respected viewers, this is also a message from the poetry of Allah Hazrat Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmat rahman. There are so many couplets. The time doesn't permit us, but we can talk and talk, and subhanallah, we have not even covered one complete poem. We've just selected few ash'ar, few couplets from the poems of Raza. And subhanallah, time, you see, it looks like it flies. Allahu Akbar. So let's go towards our Mubaligh Dawat Islami. Any other couplet you would like to share?
Indeed, there's another beautiful couplet which depicts the miracle of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So we can see that Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Al Rahma is at some places guiding us on the verses of the Holy Quran. At some places he's inviting towards righteousness, giving us the mindset of the hereafter, but at the same time he's also depicting the miracles of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. There's a beautiful couplet. Imam Al Hasan Al Rahma says, "Ungliyan hai faiz par,
subhanallah,
toote hain pyaase jhoom kar,
beautiful
nadiyan Punjab rehmat ki hain jari, wah wah." Now what does this mean over here? It means the thirsty are diving forth in joy. The blessed companions alayhim ridwan, they're diving forth in joy as his blessed fingers are bestowing grace. How amazing! Five streams of mercy's water are flowing forth at such a pace. Now there's a complete there's a whole event, a contextual background over here, where Sahaba Karam alayhim ridwan, during a journey, they were very thirsty and there was no water, and Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, through his blessed fingers, water emerged. And it is stated that the total number of companions alayhim ridwan, there were around 1500, and all of them drank water to their full. Their hunger was, their thirst was quenched, and they drank water to their full. This is a beautiful miracle of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that Imam Ahl Sunnah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh mentioned very beautifully through this very beautiful couplet. Ungliyan hai faiz par, toote hai pyaase jhoom kar, nadiyan
Punjab rahmat. This is another beauty of Al-Azhar's poetry, subhanallah. He uses the words of Urdu. Allahu Akbar. Some of the research scholars who have done research on his poetry, they've written that even the words, they seem like standing in the court of Al-Azhar. Can you please choose us? Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Dear Islamic brothers, hey, he has used the word Punjab. Punjab, you must have heard, those they belong to Pakistan, there's a province called Punjab. Why it is known as Punjab? Because there are five rivers in that province. That's why, one of the reasons it is called Punjab. And subhanallah, five fingers, they also refer to Punjab, right? And Punjab, five rivers, Allahu Akbar. They're gushing out from the fingers of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And what a beautiful miracle itself it is. Allahu Akbar. You may have heard, normally water comes out of stone. Indeed. Water comes out of the fountains or subhanallah, mountains, right? Indeed. It comes out. Normally you must have heard this. But subhanallah, subhanallah, you must have not heard that it is not a norm that water comes out of the finger.
It was the miracle of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam
to take water out of the mountain. Indeed. Onto the stones.
From the stone. And this miracle was bigger, superior than because that of this Musa alayhi salam.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. So dear respected viewers, this is how Al-Hazrat, he praises Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Yeah, my dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, let's talk about another beautiful couplet of Ala Hazrat from Hadaike Bakhshish. That is, Barke Angushte Nabi Chamki Thi Uspar Ek Bar Aaj Tak Hai Sinae Mehme Nishane Sohta. Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful couplet. What a beautiful explanation, metaphorical poetical depiction Al Hazrat has made in this couplet. He says that once only the lightning of the blessed enlightened finger of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam had striked upon the moon, and since then he has got this sign which has left on his chest. There's, you see, normally when you see the moon, it's not quite clean, right? You find some of the signs, marks on the moon. And he is referring that once Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, again this is mu'jiza, when the moon was split into two pieces, right? When Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's finger was raised. So he's saying this nurani finger, when its lightning striked onto the moon's chest, subhanallah, that is the same sign which has left Allahu Akbar since that day. And then he tells, he gives mashwara, advises the same moon that you are worried about your signs, your marks on your face, right? You are worried about your beauty. Then he says, sitam kiya kaisi mat kati thi qabar wo khaakun ke rah guzar ki utha na laya ke malte malte ye daag sab dekhta mite the. What had happened to your intellect, O moon, on the night of Mi'raj when Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was crossing by? If you had taken a dust from the blessed feet of Mustafa and you had rubbed on your face, then you would have seen that all these marks would have disappeared from the blessing of that dust, what you had rubbed from the blessed feet of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Can you bring this takhayyul? Can you bring this intellect from any poetry in the praise of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? This is khas of Ala Hazrat Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman. And my dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, he further says, Chand jhuk jata jidhar ungli uthate mahad mein, kya hi chalta tha isharon par khilona noor ka. There are toys, right, we give to our children. They play with those toys. What was the toy of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? Wo khud bhi noor hai, aur khilona bhi unka noor ka. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's toy was this moon. And it was seen. It's not me saying what Allah has said out of just for the sake of saying it in the poetry. No, my dear respected viewers, it is mentioned in the books. Wherever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would move his finger in mad, Allahu Akbar, this moon would move that direction. So this is what Allah Hazrat has said, Chand jhuk jata jidhar ungli uthate mahad mein, Allahu Akbar, kya hi chalta tha isharon par khilona noor ka. Allahu Akbar. This was the shan of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear respective viewers, today scientists, they claim to go to moon, right? Allahu Akbar. This moon, Allahu Akbar, is obedient to my Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's fingers. This is the beauty of Ala Hazrat's poetry. And inshallah azza wa jal, and finally I would like to add, Mahe Madina apni tajalli ata kare, ye jhalti chandni to pahar do pahar ki hai. Allahu Akbar, he is talking about the moonlight. Wasimba, he says this moonlight, right, this is for a very very short period of time. ये जलती चांदनी तो पहर दो पहर की है, माहे मदीना अपनी चल तजल्ली अता करे. There is one moon of this world and one moon is of Medina, subhanallah. And this moon only gives you light for a little while, but subhanallah, if you are able to attain noor from Mahe Medina, the moon of Medina, then that is inshallah will be enough for you in this dunya and hereafter too. Seen by any final couplet or any final message for the viewers? Time is up anyway.
There are countless couplets that we can keep going about, but through all these couplets and the poetic genius of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, we can see that what great attributes and qualities Allah Almighty had blessed this Imam, our Imam, Imam Ahl Sunnah Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi with. And poetry, if we look at the past, poetry is one of the means of expressing your thought process. Of many intellectuals in the past, they've used poetry as a means of conveying whatever they wanted to convey. So when we see Imam Ahl Sunnah Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he used this poetry, which is not easy, for what? to convey the message of Allah Almighty.
Padhe is bala mein meri bala, main gada hoon apne kareem ka, mera deen para hai na nahi. And every talk, right, whatever we are talking about, it reminds us any of the couplets. So anyway, time is not there. It's time for our next segment. Let's go towards our segment.
Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
My dear respected viewers, today's wazifa, the very first one is Ya Wahiru. Ya Wahiru. Write this on the wall of your home. The wall will remain protected, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. And today, another wazifa, helping oppressed. Ya Raufu. Ya Raufu. One who wants to have an oppressed person freed from the cruelty of some oppressor should invoke this 10 times and then approach the oppressor. That oppressor will accept his intercession, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. So these are two wazaif of the day. So dear respected viewers of Madani channel, love Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And if you would like to increase love of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, don't forget to read and understand Hadaiki Bakshish, which is a book which is of the poetry of Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahmat Rahman. It includes the Naat of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This is the message of the day. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Jazakallahu khairan Wasim bhai, and inshallah we'll see you again next week, same time, same channel. Until then, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu